Wir haben da einen Beis am Medaille bei der Mischne. Letzte Mischne. Die Sau Arishen. Wir haben Abel, schon schnell Schöpfer. Und the first Schütte hat covered it. Der Trashe, die Sau Arishen, schon nicht am Mischboi. When he used it, he covered it. Ubo Hashaini, um Atzoi Megula. Now the second, should have come, and he finds that the boil is uncovered. Now, how did this happen? The Rashi Obo Hashemi lehishtamish boy, metzoi megula to goin shehislia v'nishba hakisei. Benkach or benkach, the kisei became wormy and it broke. So when the second one is there, he realizes there's no kisui to this bird. Hasheni chayit. So the second one is chayit. The Rashi Hasheni chayit v'horishen pata. And the first one is pata. The first one is pata because the first one can assume halachically that the bird is still mechuse. He was unaware of what had occurred. The second one sees that there's no kisui, so he's mechuyev. The Maram Shif wants to say, Ubo Hasheni lehishtamesh boy. Why do we need these two words that Rashi is telling us lehishtamesh boy? So he wants to say, if we hold ein breire, so it's very good. So the second one was using it, so the second one has half of the ownership. There were a shutzim in the kriyas abel. And the other half, he became a shayil on the other half, because he was mishtamish with this bird. So therefore, the sheni is chayiv on the whole hezek. He's a shutif and a shayil. That's what Rashi says, lishtamish boy. If it wouldn't be lishtamish boy, it'd only be chayiv on half of the hezek. The gemara meforish ad mosai rishain potter. The Gemara will tell us, till when is the Rishon Potter? Till when can he remain with this assumption that his kisui is still intact? I will like he saw Rishon, but what will be if the Rishon was not mechase? For Boshenye Matzoy Megula v'loiki so, Shneim Chayovim. That means there's a responsibility of the first one also. He knows he had a boy, he did not cover it, so then they would split up the tashlumim, shteim chayovim. Udiktoni ha-sheni chay, we learned in the previous Mishnah, that the sheni is chay, ha-kim no sheni chay rishin lishtamish v'samach olav shichasana, that's speaking about, that the rishin knew that the boy is still open, and he let the second one be mishtamish, relying that the second one will cover the bird. The Mishnah Vaita, Kiso Karoi, a person covered the bird with a proper kisui, Vinofal the Soichai Sher Eichamer Omeis Potter, says Potter. Zekrashi, Kiso Karoi, the overall of Sher Eichamer, Vinofal Omeis Potter. The Gemara Porech, this is a very interesting phenomenon. If it was a proper kisui, so how did this occur that Asher fell in? Like kisui karoi, the Mishnah Vayta, what if he did not cover it properly? Even though he said, Asher chamer omeis chayim. And he's chayim. Nofal lefonov mikol hakriya chayev la'achov mikol hakriya potter. Zok Rashi. Nofal lefonov mikol hakriya. Be'er kruya. There was a bear that was already dug out. V'nichnas koire socher l'soysoy. And into this bear, someone had hired a digger la'achiv to make it wider. Or to make it deeper. Bisher Hoylech al Spas Abay, and this Asher, this digger is in the bay, banging away, and this Asher that's walking al Spas Abay, V'shama keil apatish, and he hears the banging, v'nivas, and he gets petrified, and he loses his balance, v'nofal alponav b'be, and he falls into the b'be, chayim balabe. So the balabe is chayim. Afilu sher shehu pikeya, even though the sher is a pikeya. The Omar lekamon b'masnisa, the Gemara says later, the balabe pota, Asher pikeyah that falls into a bear, the balabir is not responsible for the hezek. The iboy iyuni umezel, the share is capable of being careful and watch where he's going. So I'm not responsible for this hezek. I'm a hoche chayiv. Here the balabir is chayiv, shekel akriya biyasosay. Here there's no tiny boy iyuni umezel, because he got scared from the Kailakriya. The Gemara Parech, Neima Kaira Garamlai. The Gemara asked, but let us attribute the Hezek, the Nefila, to the Kaira. Lishna Achine, a second Lashon, Lafonov, Mikailakriya Balachayev, the Aval Gav, the Ikele Neima Kaira Garamlai, would be as well to say, that the Kaira was misavir the Nefila. The Kaira grama ba'al Moldavid, the Kaira is only a Gairam. The Kaimalon ha'mavis as chaveire potam adini odam, the mitavayu liftaru. So theoretically, both should be potam. The lochi bala b'erchayev, kerab nosen, ken meforish b'gmore, v'zeh shamati. Now we have a two lishaynes in Rashi, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? So the Teres Chaim is mevayam as follows. The first Lashon holds, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though all the time, Aber Pikeach Bayoin, the Balaber is Potter, because there's a tiny Iboy Leili Yuni Yomezo, he should have watched where he's going, so Memele, there's no Chiyuv on a Balaber if Asher Pikeach falls in Bayoin. But here, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that the Balaber is Chayiv. So the Chiddush is the Balaber, this is a unique case, that a Ber is Chayiv Bayoim and Asher Pikeya. Now, Agavulche, the Gemara is going to ask a kash on this Halacha, then why should he be Chayiv, L'Chayiv, Balkoire? The Gemara is going to ask a kash. Name of Koire, Gorem Loi. The second Lashon of Rashi, says that Kuf is the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though the Baal Kaira was Goyim, there'd be a Svara to say that both should be Potter, Aval Piken is Chayiv. So according to the second Lashon, the Vishit Mekibetzu says, so Asher Pikeach is Potter. I mean, this Chiddush is only according to the first Lashon. According to the second Lashon, Asher Pikeach is Taka Potter, like all the time Asher Pikeach, the Baal Abayr is Potter. The whole Chiddush is that you can't say Baal Kaira Goyim. Zok the Mishnah weiter, La Achro Mikoy Lakriya Potter. But what is if fell Ma'achoyre Yabur? So then the Bayer is Potter. La Achro Mikoy Lakriya Potter, Kim in the forest Pigmore, Ba'aydi, the Noket Bereshi Mikoy Lakriya, Tane Seifel La Achro Mikoy Lakriya. Chayre, this is, we hear a thesis that Nuno Medbay is too lishaynes, if Ma'achro you need the Ptur of Kerlakriya, because both had a chelik in the Takole, or do you say Ma'achav Yepotah, because there's a din of Karka Ila Mezikos, it's that they said two Mahalchim and the Afnuna Medbeis. Rashi seems to say that the Ptur is not because of the Kerlakriya, and the Kerlakriya is Miyuta. Nafal Lesoichai Sher V'Kelof V'Nishtabro, a shayr together with its kalim fell in, and the kalim broke. Chamer the kalim and his karu. A chamer and the kalim fell in and they got torn. Chayiv ala behemen. A potter ala kalim. This is the din. Shayr v'lo yodam. Chamer v'lo kalim. Nafal l'seichai shayr chere shayte v'kotten. What if bayayim it fell in a shayr chere shayte v'kotten? Chayiv. That means we said a shepekech is potter because havele liyuni, boile liyuni amazel. A shecher a shecher a cotton There's no such taina, so it's a takola for a filu bayoyim for shecher a shei tevekot. Ben oy bas, what is if a cotton or ktane fell in, ever then they got killed, ever they oma potter. Or never they oma, the balaberis potter. Let us see Rashi, zot Rashi beklei shoyer, shayer shvire. The kalim, which are normally attached to a shell, so the lashon of shvira is applicable. Ha'il, hamachishem, so these things break. The kli chamoyer, that what normally a chamoyer is attached to the chamoyer, shaykh kriya, chavilas begodim, chamoyer lemasri, so it was carrying a bundle of clothing. Umar da shal gabo, the blanket that's on top of it. So pass the lotion to you. Upotar ala kelim, kinematorish bigmorim, vivadrash chamer vele kelim. Shoye chere shayte vikotten, meforish bigmorim. Ben oi bas, kloimar. Now what is the chidish over here that they're ktanim? Af al gab de ktanim heim, even though they're ktanim. The leka lemeimer iboyi lehu iyuni amezel. So there's no tain on them iboyi lehuni amezel. Lahochi potter migzeres hakosev sher v'loy odom chamer v'loy kelam. Now, from the hitas loshen of Rashi, it would seem as follows. That Rashi is saying, why did the Mishnah speak about a cotton ektana? Others say that it says evedoy omot et al shepotot, even though amadoy melachamoyer, so I would think this is a din chamoyer, so kamash malon benar chamoyer. Fine. They have a teres odom, so memele, so that's why your potter and an evedoy omot. But why did the tana specify kotnoy ktana? So Rashi says, because it'd be a smorah to be mechaiva kotnoy ktana, because since the ktanim lekele meime iboile liyuni umezel, so from Rashi would seem a meiradikazach that a godel, forget about the gzeres hakosev of shervel ayodim, a godel is potter like a shepikeich is potter. A godel is potter somebody by liyuni umezel. That's by night that he didn't see the boil, but by day there's a without the gzeres hakosev diketur. There's a ptur of Iboile Liyuni Mezel. So that's why it comes to tell us, but by Yakot Nektano, you don't have this ptur. So Mamele, Afal Pikein, you're potter because the miyot of Shevelo Yodam. So I was Nisayre Lechayre, Rashi is not like Toysvis. Dav Chav Zayin Amit Beit. Let us just look for 1 second on Dav Chav Zayin Amit Beit. The Mishnah says, "Aminiach es akad v'shus harabim, bo'achar v'nisko bo v'shibra poter, v'imhuzak bo balachov ischayev v'nisko." It says, if a person tripped and broke akad his poter, and he was genizik, the balachov ischayev. Fractically, so let us see, Toysvus, the second Toysvus, and Avchav Zaynim at base, amai poter, iboi leiliyuni. So the Gemara asks, on the first bove, he broke a chavis, he tripped, he should have been more careful. And that is the whole sugya, the Gemara feels eyes, in darkness, the other one is burning in the drach, and that's why he's potter. Zok toisves, avol hach loy porich, amai chayim beniskei kshehuza. Why didn't the Gemara ask on the second bove? When, why is the Baal HaChavis chayim to pay? He should have looked where he's going. He boile liyuni, so Taisvus says that taina that a person who got kinizik from a chavis, he should have been careful, he should have looked where he's going, there's no such taina by an odom. He's not mechuyev to watch himself. He's not mechuyev to watch himself. He shouldn't be kinizik. That's what Taisvus says. So there the Gemara, he had no problem whatsoever. The whole concept Iboila Leyune is not by another. If I can, you have to be careful. I shouldn't be Gnizik. That's not my responsibility. God the Rajbe is Chaylik on Taisus. He said the Gemara could have asked him to say false. So there is a concept of Iboila Leyune Shalla Yuzik. Al Kaponim, we see Rashi over here holds not like Taisus. And there is a concept of Iboila Leyune, but by a cotton, Naktana, there's no concept of Iboila Leyune. Talk to Gemara. Verishain ad emas miftar. Now, we said the first one covered it. The second one came and found out that it was uncovered. Used the Rashi says, so the second one is chayiv and the first one is potter. So the Gemara is asking, till when will he be potter? Is this indefinite? Till when will the first one be potter? Lamaisa, he's a kairei boyer. And Lamaisa, there's no kisi on the boyer anymore. Till when will he be potter? Omar Rav, bichdei sheyeda. So what does Rashi say? Let's see Rashi. Berishin adem es mifta. Heichet de boa sheini. V'nishtamish boy, again Rashi is nishtamish boy, v'loiki so, ad emes ran yekule chiyuva asheni v'rishen potter. How long will this be that the sheni takes over the complete chiyuv, and the bailam is potter, the bailam is sheni me potter? Bechdei sheyeda, sheyove gam arishen achek, if the rishen will pass by, V'yir'eno megulen, or see that it's open, it's ha'ilish ne'em yaidim, sh'megula ramech yuv ha'tabay, then both will be chayiv, then each one will be chayiv, and half of the hesed. But I'll call upon him, so the p'tur of the rishin is till he finds out. When he finds out, then he knows the ibagabayr, it is not covered, so then he has equal responsibility to pay for the zekis, together with the second one. That's how Rashi learns Pshat Bechdei Sheyeda. And the Shit Mekebetza says the Loshen is Doch, because she said At Sheyeda, not Bechdei Sheyeda. She takes this line. It's a different Pshat Bechdei Sheyeda. But according to Rashi, this is Shvel. Okay, but that is the Svore of Rav, that the Rishon will first become a Chuyev when he sees that the Boyer is uncovered, he sees that his previous Kisui is non-existent anymore, so then his Mechuyev will be Mechuyev in the Zeikis. Ushmuel Omar Bechdei Sheyoidi Uhu. When they'll inform him, he doesn't have to see it, that the Kisui is non-existent anymore. Ushmuel Amar Bechdei Sheyediyuhu Af Al Pi Sheloi Ba Vero'o. Even though he didn't see it, but they informed him. They came and knocked on the door. Rabbi, you know, you dug a boy b'shus haram. The kisui is non-existent anymore. So when he hears that the kisui is non-existent, he's chayef from the knock. Even though he didn't see it, chayef bechelko. Then the second one is not completely chayiv, because the first one knows that it's megula, so both are chayiv. Now, the emison, we have to understand the way Rashi is learning pshat in the Gemara. Sitaisitais is a whole different mahalach in the Gemara. We have a machloikis, Rav Shmuel. Rav says he first becomes chayiv when he sees it. But according to Rav, they inform him that there's no kisui, he's potter. Being informed is nothing. And Shmuel says a chiddush, even though he didn't see it, but they informed him he's chayiv. So we have to really understand what's the chiddush according to Shmuel. Even though he didn't see it, he was informed. So he was a mitzvah risama, he said, he knows that they was informed that there's no more kisui. And what's the svara of Rav? Rav says he has to see it with his own two eyes. Then he is chayiv. Before he sees it, he's potter, even though he wasn't informed. Lulay de mistafine, I would like to perhaps say a pshat in the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. I don't know if this is them as a pshat according to Rashi, but perhaps it is Nitin Lehei Omer. What is the Taich Achi Yediyuhu? So Dachsme Yediyuhu means Yediyu Oisoi. The two people came, two Edom came, and they told them, you know, your boyer is open. That's the Taich Yediyuhu. They were Mediyah him. And two Edom, it seems, came. There's a Meredike Machloikis between the Nesivis and the Meshev of Nesivis. There are certain times when an Eidechot is not Nema. For example, Eidechot Keneged is Chazek. Eidechot is a Nema. Or let's say, to say Nisnasech Yenech, to say that the Yainer Echeskes Heta, and an Eidechot will come and say that it became Nisnasech. An Eidechot is not Nema. You need two Eidim. So now, the Nesiva says, you need to aid them, but there's no din that they have to be made in Besdin. They'll come to the owner, they're to aid them, and the Eidechot is not Nema, so we're to aid them. And the to aid them will be made, that is what the Nesiva says. And the Meshaiva of Nesiva says no. There's no such thing. If you need to aid them, you need our God to be Besdin. There's no such a Pesazoya. The to aid them, you need to aid them, but not the person you don't need. The minute you need to aid them, the namonus of aid them is tafke shemeidim bebezn. So lulei the mistafine, I would say that this group is the machlokes Rav Shmuel. Lemaise, this person put down a kisui. So the boyer is becheskas mishuma. He put down a kisui. Now, let's say an Eid Echad would come and tell him, you know, there's a psalat, v'leichasenu, you know, the kisi fellow, there's no more kisi there. L'chayr an Eid Echad zichu would not be nemo. It's Eid Echad keneged is chasik. That means, the boyer is becheska shomu, it's becheska mechuse. So an Eid Echad will come and tell him that the kisi fellow became Islia, l'chein edecha zicha bom binema. Now, it's talking about Yoidi Uhu. Two Edom came. But they told him. They didn't come to Bezn. They told him. So that sechmir could be, this is the machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds like tiktzais. Two Edom tell him that's nothing. You need a God to be Bezn. Yoidi Uhu is not sufficient. He has to see himself. But Yediyu is not sufficient. In Shmuel holds like the Nesivis. He doesn't have to see as long as two Edom told him. This is Trei Edom Keneged is Chazik, that's sufficient. That Yediyu is sufficient. And Memele, that's called, he knows Al Pishnei Edom that the Beir is Megula. So if a Hezek occurs, he's responsible. Now let us continue, Rashi. So now Rashi says, after the first one found out, that the Beir is Megula, so now the second one is not completely Chayiv. The Haloi Gilohu, because he wasn't Megalit, the Nechaive Mishum Peseach. That means if the second one took off the Kisui, the second one is Chayiv, as Peseach Boil. So the first one would be Potter. But here we're speaking about that was Isliya Venishbara Kisui. Lashon Meiri, this is the first pshat, that Rashi says, Yediyuhu that Shmuel is Machna. Shmuel holds that he doesn't have to see it personally. If they were Medea, that there's no Kisi, he's also Chayiv. So it comes out, according to the first Pshat Loshon Meiri, that Shmuel is Machna. לושן אחר עד כדי שידיוהו, אפילו בו וראו פוטר, עד שידיוהו, but here in the Frankel Gemorris, they bring down the Girsa from the Erzorua, ויאסרו בוי, the לושן רישן קושר. Now, the second lotion of Rashi is a Moridik Echidish, that Shmuel is Mekel. It's not sufficient that he saw it. They have to be Masrehim. They have to tell him, you know, there's no Kisi there. He says, I know there's no Kisi there. But yeah, if there's no Kisi, you know, you're going to have to pay. He needs a special Asrah. So Moridik, I mean, Rashi says, Loshim Rishon Kosher. Rashi doesn't like the second lotion, but the second lotion is Sheklach Shver. Why do you need Asra? Why isn't it sufficient? He knows. He dug a boy. He knows there's no Kisi now, so why, what kind of Indian is there? They get to be Masrim. Where do we find such an Indian by Mominis? He dug a boy and he knows there's no Makisi. He's not Chayib till there'll be Masrim. Let us go further. These are, so we have Shitas Rav, Shitas Shmuel, Rav Yochanan Omar, Bichdei Sheyadiyu. Now here he seems to hold like Shmuel. The Yisker Pa'alim, but he's not Chayiv, that means after he found out that the Kisui, there's no more Kisui, so now he's not Chayiv right away. You have to give him time, the Yisker Pa'alim, now he has to put in an order to make a kisi for the boy. So Kol's man, it takes to make a kisi, he's potter. Let us see Rashi. Avolasheni, now Rashi had a moyodike diuk. Rashi had a diuk that the Gemara is speaking about the Rishon. The Gemara is speaking about the Rishon. When does the Rishon become Mechuyev? So Rabbi Yochanan says, the Rishon becomes Mechuyev, Shmuel is right. The Rishon becomes Mechuyev as soon as he finds out that his Kisui is off. But the Rishon will not be Chayev to pay till he has the time to build a new kisui. But that's a besondere din in the Rishon. Aber l'sheini shebo v'nishtamish boy lo yavinan shiure kulahai. The second one who was using it, the havalei lasuvi shomrim ilavei. Now this is a moridike Rashi. Rashi differentiates between the Rishon and the Sheni. The Rishon, they both are gavur together. And they informed him, you know, you put a kisui, but that kisui is non-existent anymore. He has to go make a new kisui. Very good. So he's going to make an order. He makes an order. Can be assured, next week you'll have a kisui on the boy. What's going to be till next week? I just found out I have to make a kisui, so it takes a week to make a kisui, so I'm doing the best of my capabilities. That is the Rishon. But the Loshna Gemara would seem, but the Sheni, who noticed, was Rashi says again, Aval Sheni, Shebo v'nishtamesh boy, Rashi again is Madgish, he was using it, Layavinin Shiyure Kulihai, Havalela Suvi Shaimrim Ilave. He should get Shaimrim. I know it takes a week to make a kisui, but in the meantime he was special. Shvarim will be falling in and dying, you have to go and hire Shaimrim 24 hours a day to make sure that people are not kinesic from the birth. But Rashi differentiates between the Rishon and the Sheni. Could be as follows. Rashi said, Rashi again, Avalosheni Shebo Vinishtamesh Boy. Rashi sticks in Vinishtamesh Boy, which is Lachayre, why is this necessary? It could be, we had mentioned before from the Maram Shif, when it's Nishtamish, it becomes a Shoyo. Yod Embreir, it becomes a Shoyo. It could be there's a difference that what a Bala Boyer is Chayev Bishmiras Boyeroi, in a Shema on the Bala Boyer takes over the responsibilities. A Bala Boyer that is Chayev could be Rashi held. So the Pasuk says what you have to do. You have to cover it. That's what I'm mechuyev to do. I have to cover. So good, I'm going to cover. I'm going right away not to cover it. Takes a week to make, but I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. The Torah was not mechayev him more than to cover it. And I'm in the midst of it. I'm getting a hold of a cover. I'm doing this right away. There's no chiyuv to hire shomrim. That is not, the Torah does not say this. The Torah says, you dug a bear, you have to put a cover on it. And if I'm, right away, I'm being oisik to getting a cover, even though it'll take a week, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Perhaps a shoyel was speaking about the chelek that's not his bear. His chiyuv is not als bala bear. He's not a bala bear. I'm using your bear. Could be the chiyuv of a shoyel is, I have to make sure, I'm not als bala bear. I borrow this boyer, I have to make sure the boyer shouldn't be mazik. So it could be, by him there's a chiyuv, the higher shomrim. Because his chiyuv, mefarash is madgish, av l'sheni shebo, v'nishtamish boy. V'yabini shiyuri kuliha. Let us see Taisvis. Now we'll see that Taisvis did not learn at all like Rashi. Bechdei sheyeda. Rav said, the shir, when does the first one become a chuyah? Bechdei sheyeda. Kloima. What's called bechdei sheyeda? The time, there was enough time passed that he should know that there's no more kisi there. Kloima. People are talking. No one approached him personally. Not to Adam came to him and told him, Abid, you know, the bird that you were dog is, the kisui is non-existent anymore. That's not the case. No, enough time passed by that he should have known. How should he have known? Because it's a kail. People are talking about it. So if enough time passed that he could have known, he's chayv already if it has occurred. The mistame shama, mistame, he heard about it. If you heard about it, so you should take care of it. Ushmuel oma, bishmi ba'alme loy machayv. The ain soymech ashmiye ad sheyediyu. He has to be informed. He has to be informed. This is Sola Shmuel. I saw they bring down the Dvayakir brings down. Hey Yeshua. Yeshua asked Akasha, what's the Svara of Rav? That there was a girl, people were talking, that Mustama, you heard about it. So the next minute he gets a summons to Besdin, you know, a sheriff fell in, got killed. You have to pay $1,000. Of course, then I put a kisi on it. But what are you talking? The kisi became rotten. No one told me. What are you talking? No one told you. Mustama, you heard about it. I didn't hear about it. Mustama, you heard about it. You pay now for the share. Fact of Pnei Yeshua, how could you be mighty moment? Mustama, you heard about it. He says he didn't hear about it. This is Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So Rabbi Zalman wants to say a beautiful teretz. We have here machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav is the one that holds Ochem b'momenach ha-roiv. A birur of roiv is enough of a birur. Shmuel holds in Ochem b'momenach ha-roiv. Roiv pa'omim, if there's a koil, mistama, you heard about it. That mistama is equivalent to Rav. Everyone was talking about it. So mistama, you heard about it. You're telling you didn't hear about it? I'm sorry. that, that don't tell that to Bezdin. Bezdin can assume this mistome is equivalent to a roi, and hoche b'momanach a roi, the melium b'chuyiv to pay. Shmuel holds, Shmuel omar b'shmiye ba'alme, that loy mechayev, da in soymech, we not soymech, I think he means lohoitzi momen ashmiye, achi idiyu. You can't be mighty mumming because Mustama heard about it. Who says he heard about it? If you know, the Tuadim came over to him and informed him, you know that your Kisoy is non-existent anymore, then he'll be Chayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Achi Yediyu V'Yisker Pa'alim V'Yichay Saros. So Taisis here is also Chaylik and Rashi. V'Hu Adin Asheni That means even though the Gemara till now was speaking about the Rishon, Rishon Ademus Miftah, so Taisus says, if Rabbi Yochanan tells us that you have to give him time to make a kisu, he said there's no difference between the first and the second. But who are the Nasheini? Shenoisim Lo Yishir Zeh. So how does Rabbi, we're talking about the Rishon, So how does Rabbi Yochanan come in and say this din on the Rishon if it's applicable to the Sheni also? So he says no, because he wants by the Rishon he needs Sheyediyuhu. The Sheni, you don't need Sheyediyuhu because the Sheni saw the boy was Megula. Buddha na Sheni Shneis Mashiach Zel, Levini Sheyediyuhu, Shekvar Yoda. Ushmuel Sova, the miyad yesh le lohishiv sham shaymrin shlei lipo shum dava baboyer. So fakert, this shaila, not the way Rashi differentiates according to Rabbi Yochanan between the first and the second. Taisus holds there's no difference between the first one and the second one. Shmuel is the one that holds. Shmuel didn't mention hachi yichr so al yichay sarozim yichasenu. Shmuel, this is Rabbi Yochanan's Ashtik Taylor. So Shmuel holds, the minute both of them find out about it, the Mechuyiv Tahaye Shomrim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, there's no such Chiyiv on a Balabar Tahaye Shomrim. The Chiyiv is to create a Kisui, and they're doing this now. And that is sufficient, you know, Mechuyiv to do more than that. The Gemara Vaita. It said in the Mishnah Kisol Karoi, it was properly covered. The Nafa Lesecha Sherei Chamer Umei Spotter. So the one who made the bear is Spotter because he covered it properly. Frag the Gemara, given the Kisoi Karoi, since he covered it properly, Heichi Nafa. So how did this happen? This sounds like double talk. We say that it's speaking about he covered it properly and a shir and a chamer fell in. How does that work? Omar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Barchana sheitliya mitoicha. It's speaking about that it started from underneath. It started getting wormy, and from the top, no one was able to recognize this, and that's how it fell in. But since the Baal HaBoyer was unaware of this, he put in a proper covering, so he's potter. Iboyilu, klaut the Gemara Shaila, kisui sheyochel lamoid bifnei shvorim. What if he covered it with a kisui, that the kisui is strong enough to hold up shvorim? That means it's a strong kisui, shvorim can walk over it, nothing's going to happen. Vein yochel lamoid bifnei gmalim, but it will not stand up against the weight of gmalim. That means there's a certain strength the kisei has. It's strong enough to hold up shvorim, not strong enough to hold up gmalim. Fine. Va'osu gmalim, and gmalim came veru, and they walked over this kisei, and now the kisei is very. They made the kisui very weak already. By the gemalim walking over, they made it very weak. But also shvorim v'naflobay. And now shvorim walked over it. So after gemalim walked over it already, so now it's partially broken already, so when the Shvom looked over it, the Noflobay. My, what is the din? So the Gemara says, Omri, Hechidami, what is it speaking about? Idishchichi Gemalim, if it's speaking about that there's Kiseide Gemalim, walk in this Rishus Harabin. So Pesheyo, so what's that? He purchased a cover. He covered it with a cover which cannot withstand the weight of Gemalim. So what kind of a shmir is this? Gemalim walk over the boil. And Vashtaitzach, the kisui will break. Pesheyo, v'idoloi shchichi Gemalim. If it's very rare that Gemalim walk in this Rosh Hashanah, honestly, so that once in a million a Gomel walked by and there was and it was Mekalko the Kisui. So the Gemara says Leitzriche the Osu Leprokim. They come not Shriach. It's not Loi Shriach. It's leprokim. There are, it's in between shriach and loy shriach. Sometimes they can come. Mi amrinon, kiven da osyen leprokim, peisheyo. But since it's not something, it's not once in 50 years, it's something that, it does occur. Peisheyo, si za peisheyo, di boile asuki adaite. You should have been aware that, you know, Gemalim do come. So Memele, so it says Pshia, he bought a 2 week a kisui. He covered it with 2 week a kisui. Oidume, given the hashtag Mias Leke, now till now there was no Gemalim that were traveling in the vicinity. So Onosu, sees an Onos. So Memele, that's the Shaila of the Gemara. Do we say, what's the din by Prokim? Is this a Prokim, a Pesheya, or an Onus? A lot of Sirashi. Sirashi, V'ir'uha, Kilkalua, the Gemalim walked over, and they were Mekalkul the Kisui. V'nase Ru'ua, and now it became Ru'ua. V'asu Shvarim v'noflubay. There's a merdek harash, and we'll see Tosfos also. The Naflo Bei Gemalim, if Gemalim fell in, lay me boil on the chay. It's no shayla. The Lagabi Gemalim Pesheyo, he's a Pesheya. Even though it's Lefrokim. Ishchichi Gemalim Pesheyo, Afal Gabi Shvorim. Yisleisuki Adaita, the Gemalim Marile. Now let us see Tosfos, and we'll try to elaborate a little. For also shvarim v'noflubay perish akuntas the inoflubay gmalim let me boil on the chay. The lagabi gmalim pesheyo v'chein mashma halosh. Now this is very very interesting. When we talk about shvarim, he comes with a good lawyer. How should I? When was the last time you saw a gomel in Times Square? I mean, it's Prokim, 2 years ago, a Gomel came. So when it comes to Shvarim, so he comes with a Taina, Onosu. And then God, the Gomel came and the Gomel fell in. Ooh, no Shaila, you're chayv to pay. How do we split the hair over here? The Gabi Gmalim, there's no Taina of Onos. And the Gabi Shvarim, there's a Taina of Onos. Zuktais v'sviyesh lita in tam bedoba. Ba'afilu loishli shchichi gemalim klal. Not only lefrokin. It's loishchichi klal for gemalim to come. Yesh lochush shema yavoyu gemalim v'yiplu. Avalin lochush sheyerua gemalim v'yiplu achei kein shvarim. So we have to understand what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is splitting the hair. Shaila is, what is Pshat and Tosfos? But there's a Mordek at Tosfos Rid,
It says Pshat and Tosfos as follows. Says Rit says as follows. Im naflu gmalim, if gmalim fell in, kiven the ein hakisui roi le gmalim, kimegula domi. That means, if this kisui cannot hold, he dug a boil b'shusacham. You did not make a kisui on this boil for gmalim. You did not make a kisui on this boil for gmalim. So don't tell me I didn't think that gmalim would come when the... I'm sorry. The halacha is when you dig a boil, I'm sorry. The halacha is when you dig a boil, you made a takolam b'shus harabim, and you're mechuyev to be mechasa this takolam. You did not do this for gmalim. You put down a kisi for shvom, not for gmalim. So there's no teretz. I didn't think gmalim would come. When was the last? I'm sorry. You were not mechasa the boil. You made a takolam without a kisi. She'ilu chofa abayr b'shus harabim. A person will make a abayr b'shus harabim. Vein mavel behemoshon. People don't, behemoths don't walk in the Rishus Haram. Veinichi megula. Miloi machayim bavu shosa michshol b'shus haram. I'm sorry. The Torah said, a person who makes a michshol b'shus harabim is responsible for whatever will occur through this michshol. You made a michshol without a shmire, so you chay. So if gemalim fall in, there's no shayla. Umiboyle legabi shvorim. The shayla of the Gemara is legabi shvorim. Legabi shvorim, he made a kisui legabi shvorim. So lemaise, he dug up a, he made a michshol, he made a shmira. But now, because gemalim came, so now the shmira is not sufficient for shvorim. So here we have a shayla already, is he a pesheya or an onus? Here lemaise, he made a michshol with a shmira. And the title is a shayla, so it's good. I did what I'm supposed to do. Is there a taina havalei lasuki adaiti, but maybe gmalim might come? So you called up a shaya. Or le havalei lasuki adaiti. So memela, so he's called anonymous.